Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. It's your favorite Theo Alcintron on The Fan. Number to join the show, 877-337-6666. Got my man Connor Green behind the glass. Connor, what's good, brother?
I'm doing good, Alvin. How about you?
I'm good. You with me till midnight, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then Rami Lavi, try saying that 10 times fast, takes the glass afterwards. It's daylight savings time. So I get out of here at 2, which is 3. I got to be up a couple hours later to go to the hotel job. So let's have fun tonight. We're talking everything. Russell Wilson to the Giants. What? Little Mets, Yankees. The band is almost back together at Madison Square Garden. And I'm talking about the New York Knicks. March Madness right around the corner. Nets lose another game. But I'm going to start with baseball. And by the way, can Nestor Cortes take those denim cleats and throw them in the trash that he showed up with today? Because he pitched like trash, just like those cleats. And Sean Manaea pitched well today. He got a haircut, so one did something good, cleaned up his act. And the other one tried to be fashionable, and he looked like trash. I have Mike Poom at 11:20, and then at 12:20, Max T. Goodman, who covers the Yankees. So I was looking at both lineups, both rosters, and just comparing position by position, Mets and Yankees I'm talking about in this town. Because one has super high expectations, and the other one really doesn't. The Yankees, the big bad Yankees, super high expectations, traded for Juan Soto, added Marcus Stroman. And the Mets, well, they added a bunch of one-year players. And I go position by position, and I start looking at the lineups, and I'm like, are the Mets really that far behind the Yankees? Now, there's talk of Nimmo moving down the lineup. So, I put together the lineups as I see it. If this move was to happen, Marte first, McNeil second, depending on what's going on with his bicep. I'll ask Mike Puma about that later on. Lindor third, Alonso fourth, Nimmo fifth, Alvarez sixth, Beatty seventh, Harrison Bader eighth, and Mark Ventos or DJ Stewart, DH bat ninth. You can, either way you want to go. For the Yankees, LeMahieu, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Torres, Verdugo, Stanton, Wells, Volpe. Am I crazy in saying that the Mets lineup might possibly be better than the Yankees lineup? If Starling Marte can have a bounce back season, there's a lot of ifs. So let me just get that out the way. There's a lot of ifs with both lineups. If Starling Marte can have a bounce back season and do what he usually does. For the Yankees leadoff, DJ LeMahieu. Will he have a bounce-back season, or will he stay on his decline? And you got Juan Soto, of course. He's Juan Soto. Nothing's topping that 2-3 in the Yankee lineup, Soto and Judge. Nothing's topping that. But look at the Met lineup. Like I said, if Marte bats leadoff, McNeil, Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, Alvarez, that is a very, very, very good top six. And that's nothing to sneeze at. Nothing to sneeze at. And the Yankees, LeMahieu, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Torres. Now, we don't know what we're going to get out of Verdugo. You know, last year in Boston, they soured on him. So they traded him to the Yankees. Stanton, He looks a lot smaller this year. Wells, how's he going to do first full year as the catcher? Volpe, won a gold glove, but offensively, hovered around 200 most of the season. Both teams have question marks. Now, where the Yankees differ, but the Yankees' strength is their starting rotation. They do have a better starting rotation than the Mets. They have Garrett Cole, so right there, that trumps everything. And Senga, we don't know if we're going to get him back. I'm thinking May. Please do not rush that man back. Don't do it. And you got McGill, Quintana, Hauser, and Minaya. For the Yanks, you got Cole, Rodon, Stroman, Cortez, and Schmidt. And Clayton Beater's been good as well. Very good. So I give the Yanks the edge there as far as starting pitching. And then you go to the bullpens. You got Edwin Diaz as the closer. I cannot wait to hear those trumpets. And by the way, Timmy Trumpet was spectacular last night in Brooklyn. I went from the Knick game unexpectedly to go see Timmy Trumpet in Brooklyn. What a time. He wore his Met jersey and played the trumpets. Steve Cohen, if you're listening, let's have that man back here opening series. Let's go with the new LED lights. Ottavino, Drew Smith, ugh. Rayleigh, Lopez, Fujinami, Jake Diekman, Bickford, and Tonkin. You look at the Yankees. Clay Holmes, do you trust him as a closer for the whole season? Can he stay healthy? Loaisiga, Canley, Gonzalez, Ferguson, Birdie, who's been a pleasant surprise in camp. Spent a lot of his time injured. He's throwing the ball 98 to 101 right now. Usually he's been a journeyman. He's been a pleasant surprise for the Yankees. Marinaccio, Hamilton, and Weaver. I think the Mets have a better bullpen than the Yankees. You can correct me if I'm wrong. You can say I got my orange and blue pom-poms going on. But I was looking at the lineups today, the rosters today. And then you look at the bench. And that, to me, is a big weakness for the Yankees. Trevino is the backup catcher. Grisham, Cabrera, and then they lost, what's his name? What's his name, Connor? He's out for 6 to 8 weeks. Peraza. That's it. Sorry. Had a brain fart there. Who's going to fill that spot now that Peraza's out? You know, reading places, I did some research. Nick Hamed's name's come up. You know, J.D. Davis was just released by the Giants. He's played in New York before. That's a name for the Yankees that can come off the bench if he's willing to take that role. I mean, the minute they sign Matt Chapman in San Francisco, he's out the door. And the Mets bench is whoever's DHing, whether it's Stewart or Vientos, he's on the bench. Taylor, who's been good this spring, Narvaez, and Joey Wendell. Am I nuts in saying that one team has high expectations in the Yankees, World Series or bust, because of the Juan Soto trade? And the other one has little expectation, although if you listen to the fan base, yeah, we don't have to go down that road again. But last year, both teams disappointed their fan bases. Both teams had a lot of high expectations. Both teams missed the playoffs. Both rosters have a lot to prove this season. Both rosters have question marks. Can both teams be successful? I think so. Can both teams make the playoffs? It's going to come down to starting pitching. Stroman's been awesome this spring training, his last couple starts. Rodon's lost some velocity off his fastball. I know he's working on things. They always say that when they get rocked. Cortez had a good start, then he got smashed today. Clark Schmidt's been good. He's developed a bond with Marcus Stroman from what I was reading. I believe their lockers are next to each other. And for the Mets, hey, McGill's been spectacular this spring. Quintana, Hauser, Minaya had a great start today after he cut his hair, so maybe he got something there. But when will we get Senga back? When will the Mets get Senga back? That is the big question for the Mets. I think it's either one way or the other. I think it's all or nothing. I think both teams make the playoffs or both miss the playoffs. That's just my opinion. And one is, you know, we have a fresh manager in Mendoza. And the other one, if they don't make the playoffs, the chances are he's not going to make it. And Cashman as well. They both got to be on the hot seat. You trade for Juan Soto and you don't make the playoffs? So I think both either make the playoffs or both miss out on the playoffs. Again, Mets fans, I look at the roster. I look at the start, the everyday lineup. That is nothing to sneeze at. And I've been saying that for months. I know we all wanted superstars here. I know we wanted superstars in every single position. Now, can they still pivot and pick up J.D. Martinez? Who's still out there? Who's still out there? If he comes down off the $20 million he's asking for, maybe the Mets swoop in and say, you know what? Hey, screw it. Blake Snell's still out there. I mean, I feel like we've been talking about the same guys. It's not months, years. Years. Blake Snell's still out there. Jordan Montgomery's still out there. J.D. Martinez is still out there. I read today that Montgomery hasn't budged off the 7 years he's been asking for. My man might not pitch in 2024. He might not pitch in 2024. At least Blake Snell's been flexible. I mean, money-wise, no, but years-wise, yes. Yes. He's come off of it. But eventually, you got to get these guys into camp. I know they're throwing with their training partners and whatever the case may be. But Mets fans and Yankee fans, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but one has super high expectations and the other one doesn't. But if I look at the lineups, the rosters top to bottom, I don't see that much. I don't see that much that's far off. I don't. Both teams were disappointing last season. Both fan bases were disappointed last season. One, the season was over in June, and the other one was a slow, torturous death. If Rodon could have a... Listen, it can't get any worse than last year. If Rodon could have a bounce-back season, if Stroman can pitch 160 innings this season, if Cortez can have a bounce-back season, then the Yankees are going to be fine. But if Rodon stinks, and it depends how many starts did he end up giving before. I mean, can you even throw in the towel on him? I mean, it's insane. They are stuck with that contract. They need him to bounce back big time. Big time. I know I'm not breaking news and saying that. But they need him desperately. Desperately to have anything positive this season. So I feel like I said, I think either both teams make it or both teams miss out. It's not going to be one or the other. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Mike in East. I have no idea. Mike, you're first on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's up, brother? No, I didn't know where it was until I bought a house over here. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. I came out here for the kids.
All right.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Brandon Nimmo
sure.
in particular because you're right. I think he's got to find himself at a leadoff spot. But at the same time, talking about bad contracts, we gave this guy 8 years, $162 million, and about 2 years into the deal, he loses his center field spot to Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader is a superior defender, but let's just put into context the contracts. And now I think Nimmo finds himself, if he's not going to hit one, he doesn't profile well as a two-hitter. I almost think you got to go with almost like a softball approach and bat Nimmo eighth and ninth to give some turnaround to the bottom of the lineup, because what you're trying to do at that point in batting Nimmo fifth to sixth, you're going to make him have almost like a power complex where he's going to feel he's got to drive in runs. He's got to hit that two-run homer, three-run homer. I think in the five spot, the perfect billing right now is Francisco Alvarez. I think you go McNeil or Marte one and two. You go Lindor three. Pete Alonso's a bona fide four-hitter. Alvarez is a five-hitter that can actually legitimately protect him. And then after that, I think you slot in pick and choose. I mean, Beatty to go, you know, righty-lefty or Stewart. But I don't think Nimmo finds himself in that meat and potatoes part of the lineup. And I know you were mentioning the Rodon contract with the Yankees. But really, we got ourselves a situation here where we're going to be paying a corner outfielder with no legitimate power, no arm, and a middling glove, $162 million for the next 8 years. It's frustrating. I mean, I understand the Yankees, they went out, they signed Soto, they have all the pressure on them, and we're kind of just playing with house money. But as a diehard Mets fan, it's frustrating watching this contract with Nimmo and the fact that he's already deteriorating in his team role so early into it. You know, and I'll hang up and just hear what you had to think because I love when you do the shows. They're great.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the support, Mike. Listen, Brandon Nimmo had 24 homers last year. 24. Drove in 68 RBIs, batted 274. The only reason I have him batting fifth is because if you look at the lineup, if I have Marte batting first, it's right, left, switch, right, left, right, left, right, and then whoever's DH, and you can have Stewart left or Vientos ninth batting, whoever's DH in there. Now, if they swoop in on J.D. Martinez, he drops his number, that changes everything. But Nimmo sees pitches. He hit 24 home runs last year at the leadoff spot. I have him behind Pete because he doesn't change his approach. Like, he's good at the plate. He can hit. Listen, he had 24 homers last year, like I said. He can easily hit 30 homers. I don't think he'll get a complex. I really don't. His swing was, last year was more of an uppercut swing, so he was hitting a lot more home runs last year. And then again, listen, the season's over in June. I don't know if guys were chasing stats. Nimmo doesn't seem like that kind of guy. But we'll see. I know it was just talk. I heard it today, just talk. And I'll ask Mike Puma about that more at 11:20. About Nimmo, how serious are they moving him out of the leadoff spot? And if they're thinking about putting Marte there, he's got to be feeling healthy. Again, I said in previous shows, if my man's bunting in spring training, he's got to be feeling extra giddy. He's got to be feeling extra giddy. The leg's got to be feeling extra good. And that's good news for Met fans. And that's good for this lineup. That's good for this team, which looks a lot looser than last year. I just don't want to see no fake simulated World Series celebrations. Can we not? Never again. I never want to see that again in spring training. Let's throw your gloves up like you won the World Series. Woohoo! No. Never do that stuff again. 877-337-6666. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.